Now, how about some Christian rock from Nigeria to go with that big church? Well, maybe it's not Christian rock. Maybe it's just Nigerian electronic rock. No one really seems to know. This is William Onyabor. He's from Nigeria.
We have this amazing music, but we have an artist that actually won't talk about himself.
And that's Eric Wells, the label manager for Luwaka Bop Records in New York. They wanted to put out a collection of Onyabor's electronic music 4 years ago. Wells had to find out more about this artist who, briefly in the 70s and 80s, created these futuristic sounds. Onyabor never became famous, not even in Nigeria, and that made Eric Wells' research pretty hard.
Anytime I'd speak with anyone, you know, had met him before, I would be told that, you know, that's the most stupid thing I can do to try and go see him. And then you'd speak with...
Did they explain why that was a stupid idea?
He, first of all, won't want to see me. He won't want to speak to me about the things that I want to talk about. And if I thought maybe I could, like, shower him with love, you know, and tell Onyabor about all the great artists out there that admire him. But I was told then if I do that, Onyabor will break my neck and ask where the money is.
He doesn't respond well to flattery.
Right, exactly. So I understood that I won't try that strategy.
There were no articles or reviews about Onyabor's music. Eric Wells had no formal biography to refer to. All he knew is that Onyabor became a born-again Christian when he stopped making music in the 80s.
The first time I heard the music, you know there's something special there. And then you feel like there's like a roadblock, I guess, in the beginning.
So finally, Wells did go to Enugu, Onyabor's remote hometown in Nigeria, to meet him in person. When I play my kind of music, did he want to talk about his music? Did he want to talk about the lyrics?
Not really. I spent a week with him, and kind of the pretext of this is that any time we'd ever try to ask him anything about his music or from the past, he would completely shut off or turn silent. The only time when we touched upon his music was on the last day when I was there, and he gave me some records. Much of what we did was spend time together watching Christian television, Nigerian Christian television. This Nigerian prophet called T.B. Joshua. The town of Enugu is heavily evangelical, so everyone in this town is basically born-again Christian. And when you go around town, if you meet someone somewhere, also most likely ask you if you've been born again.
Given how little we know about William Onyabor, what do we do with this album of amazing music without that context?
I think you should just listen and enjoy and take time to listen. I mean, you feel that there is a kind of a rigid structure in a way, but then it's incredibly free. Listen to a song like Let's Fall in Love. I used to listen to that when I was out in the West Coast driving in the desert in the spring and put that song on, and it's just blew my mind every time.
The album is Who is William Onyabor? A great question with apparently few answers. But Eric Wells, thanks for telling us what you know.
Thank you so much. Right on, right on.
The wild sounds of the reclusive William Onyabor from Nigeria. And that'll do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. And on Twitter at Marco Werman. The show is on Twitter at PRI The World. And we're back with you on the radio tomorrow.
Give me a smile.